Welcome back. We're up to Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 1, Mishnah 4 of Maseches Trumos, continuing in the discussion of the Trumos that are not considered actual Truma, meaning when you do it, it's not okay in the following situations. Here are some more examples of things that are not allowed. So says the Mishnah, let's say I have oil and I also have olives, right? So olive oil and olives. So can I take Truma for my olives and use that for Truma for both the olives and the oil? That's the discussion that we begin with. So, Ein Tormin Zesim Ala Shemen. You can't take olives as truma for olive oil, below another malayayin, and you can't take grapes as truma for wine. So, in other words, if you have raw olives or if you have raw grapes, so you need to separate. And you also have oil or you have wine, so you need to separate truma from both of them. You can't do one thing of olives or one thing of grapes for the whole thing. Rather, you have to do one thing of olives, one thing of oil, one thing of grapes, and one thing of wine. Everything has to be separate. But the im tarmu, if they did go ahead and take truma from olives for the olive oil and other olives, right? So you had to take truma for your olives and your olive oil. And so you took a whole group of olives and you said, oh, this is a truma for my olives and my olive oil combined. So Beishamai omrim trumas atzman behem. So Beishamai say that only their own truma is within them, meaning that the olives that you took out, so it doesn't count as truma for the oil, but it counts as truma for the olives. But Beis Hillel now has an incredible chiddush. Beis Hillel omrim ein trumas am truma. So Beis Hillel says that this truma is not valid even for the olives themselves. So incredibly, everyone agrees that it doesn't work for the olive oil, but Beis Shammai says that this could work for the olives themselves. But Beis Hillel says, no, even the olives themselves it doesn't work, because since part of the truma is not valid, so that means the whole thing is invalid. Okay, moving forward now to Mishnah Hey. Ain tormin min haleket u min hashicha u min hapeya. You can't take truma from leket, shicha, or peya, right? These are things that have to be left for others, or that were left for others, so you can't go ahead and take truma from there. U min hahefker, you can't take truma from hefker, from ownerless produce. Below me, maiser rishon shenitla truma. So, and you can't take it from maiser rishon, whose truma, meaning the truma's maiser, has been taken. Can't take it from there. Below me, maiser sheni. You can't take it from Meiser Sheni, you can't take it from Hekdesh, even if they were redeemed, you can't take it from them. That seems to be a bit of a chiddush. And you can't take from produce that is obligated to have Trumas and Meisers taken out of it for that which is putter, that which is exempt, and you can't take from that which is exempt for that which is obligated. And then concludes the Mishnah that you can't take from produce that is detached from the ground for that which is attached, and you can't take from that which is attached for that which is detached from the ground. And you can't take from the new crop which grew this year for the old crop which grew last year, and not from the old crop for the new crop. And you can't take from produce of Israel for produce of Chutzlars for produce outside of the land of Israel, and you can't take from produce outside of Israel for produce of the land of Israel. Vim tarmo ain trumas and truma. And in all these cases, if people took away the truma against what the Mishnah says, their truma is not going to be considered a kosher truma, and you have to do it again. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Hey. God willing, next time I'll continue with Mishnah Vav. Have a wonderful day.